Carr, Whitey, Sherelle. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Big news yesterday in the world of the NRL because Manly coach Trent Barrett has told them that he's walking out the end of the season with a year to go on his deal. It is a big story, and Matty Russell from Fox Sports is all over it for us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Matthew.
Half Whitey, Sherelle, good morning. You know, I can't remember a time in rugby league where there's been so much uncertainty and so much life of this so-called coaching merry-go-round. It is spinning out of control at the moment, and Trent Barrett is the latest to jump on board for a ride.
That's absolutely right. The uncertainty is causing absolute chaos up there from a coaching perspective. But why? Why has he made this decision? What are the parameters that haven't been met from Manly's end, I suppose, is the question?
Well, the story was broken last night on NRL 360 by Paul Kent along with Paul Crawley on Fox League, and they said that it was because Trent was unhappy with what the club was able to provide around him. When he re-signed at the club, he said, I want A, B, C and D to bring Manly in line with other clubs. Now, that is referring to football recruitment, people, staff levels, even facilities to work out of. Their training base is antiquated in comparison with other clubs. So basically, he wanted the support around him to enable him to compete with the other clubs. Now, according to reports, that hasn't been done. The club is saying it's coming, it's coming. Well, Trent has had enough because as a young coach, he's in his first stint as an NRL head coach. It's only so long you can do that before your reputation starts to tarnish. So I think Trent has decided, well, I have the out clause there. The future doesn't look overly bright at Manly. I'm getting out while I can. And he's going to do the last three games of the season. And over the off-season, this departure will be made official, we believe.
It's sort of that domino effect, isn't it, Matt, that we see it in all codes, that when one goes and there's that gap there, there's quite a few people that tend to get a little bit jumpy.
Yeah, and as I said, I can't remember a period like this in the NRL. I'll go through it quickly. Anthony Griffin, surprisingly sacked by Penrith, despite the fact they're a top four club for all intents and purposes, who've overcome so much injury setback, yet they get rid of their coach. So then, as a result, Ivan Cleary at West Tigers is linked to Penrith because his son Nathan Cleary plays at Penrith. You've got Trent Barrett on the out now at Manly, and Wayne Bennett, who is failing to find common ground with the Broncos, there are suggestions he will be moving as well. And as soon as Wayne Bennett is moving, there are theoretically 15 other clubs who are going to be interested in Wayne Bennett. So this environment at the moment is amazing. It is like one domino falling and you get five or six others in line to fall as well.
From the Sea Eagles' perspective, though, it has been a very tough season. They did break a six-game losing streak just on the weekend, but it's... Are you surprised with the decision from Trent Barrett to put his hand up now and say, actually, this is enough?
I know I'm going to be fence-sitting here, but sort of yes and sort of no. Trent is a sort of bloke who is very willing to roll the sleeves up, to do the hard work, to work through the tough times. I've had a lot to do with him over a long period as a player and now a coach. So I'm surprised that he's not locking in long-term, but at the other side of the coin, Sherelle, I can see how he might see a pretty dim period coming up for Manly and think, well, I'm going to be better elsewhere. And that raises another interesting question. Who leaves a job without another job to go to?
Yes.
So that's the question I'd like to ask Trent. Well, where are you going? What's happening here? And I don't think he'd answer it necessarily, honestly, right now. But part of me thinks there must be another job that he's going to. Now, the automatic conclusion is he's going to Penrith, where he has spent time as an assistant coach. Anthony Griffin is gone. They're looking for a new head coach. But this morning, one of their directors, Greg Alexander, has said, we are not in the market for Trent Barrett. He is not coming to Penrith. So who do you believe? What's going to happen? And, you know, just to go back to Manly, Sherelle, they came into the big league in 1947. They have never won a wooden spoon. To put that in perspective, Parramatta joined at the same time and they've won 13, or taken, you don't win a wooden spoon, they've taken 13 wooden spoons. So there's still a bit there for Manly to achieve, avoiding the club's first ever wooden spoon. And I think that's probably why there is such a closely guarded secret around Trent's departs from the club. They don't want anything else that's going to plummet this club towards its first wooden spoon.
And I think that's what's happened, Huff, is that with all these sort of things going on, it's distracting other clubs as well, and distracting clubs that are in finals calculations.
Yep.
And it's having a big impact on a lot of things. This is the sort of stuff that happens after the season, not in the climax to the season.
Well, Manly were hoping it would stay till after the season, but their proactive approach of trying to see what else was out there has leaked the story, which is a bit of a setback for them, Matty.
And then there was the barbecue one too. Did
Correct.
You hear about the barbecue
yes.
issue?
I heard about the barbecue issue.
Two barbecues, one with a CEO and one with a coach, and players were going to both because they felt guilty.
It's madness up there, Matty.
Well, Paul White, the Broncos CEO, apparently put sausages on a roll, and Wayne Bennett said, I'll go better, I'll get the T-bones on the barbecue. The players went, you know, it is reaching comical proportions, isn't it? But, you know, I go back to Penrith, Anthony Griffin, his side is in line for a top four finish. Would that happen in the AFL? Would you have a top four club getting rid of its coach within a month of the finals? How strange would that be in the code that is AFL?
Now, utter madness is what it is, Matty, full stop. I cannot believe what's going on at Penrith, and Gussie Gould's got his fingerprints all over that, as we know. But we've got to keep moving. We've got another show to come after this. But I've missed you, Matthew. We need to talk more.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a good time of year to talk more, Huff, because there's a lot going to happen over the next 7 or 8 weeks. So I look forward to it, team.
We will touch base a lot. Matt Russell, thank you very much.